Attention, Mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
All right. Hey, everyone. Happy Thursday. We have all almost made it to the end of another awesome week. So congratulations. My name is Sarah Robichaud. I am Army Wife Network's communications liaison, and I am here to bring you another quick installment of Army Wife Network's Mill Spouse Empowerment Moments, or MEMS for short. And the focus of today's chat is going to be all about the value of volunteering and why Mill Spouses might choose to volunteer. Before I get started, I do want to take a minute to thank First Command Financial Services for sponsoring today's episode. First Command offers complimentary financial plans for active duty, military, E5 and above. You can visit firstcommand.com to learn more and to find a financial coach near you. All right. So I can't really discuss the topic of volunteering as a Mill spouse without first talking about the issue of Mill spouse unemployment. Military spouses are a notoriously underemployed population, regardless of your service member's rank or job within the military. While most of us understand this from firsthand experience as military spouses, I know a lot of our family and friends outside of the military don't quite understand. So I'm going to take a quick minute to just discuss some of the reasons why a male spouse is unemployed. There's also a lot of stigma and shame that can come along with being unemployed, especially if this was not how you envisioned your future going. A lot of times people spend a lot of their youth going through school and planning their career. And as a military spouse, none of those dreams come to fruition. One of the main reasons that a military spouse may find himself or herself unemployed is due to just the sheer number of frequent moves and relocations that we deal with. Having to find a new job every few years can be a huge, exhausting undertaking, and employers can sometimes be hesitant to want to hire a military spouse, knowing that they're just going to be looking for a new employee in a year or two when it's time for you to PCS again. Also, with those frequent moves come the hardships of changing your licensures, your certificates. What is required for your job can change state to state, and it can be really difficult to manage that. The military has recently decided to help reimburse military spouses for the charges that come with changing those recertifications and licenses, but it doesn't really negate all of the extra time and energy and effort and stress that can come along with accomplishing that. Another roadblock that a lot of military spouses can deal with, specifically our OCONUS spouses, our overseas military spouses, is the SOFA, or Status of Forces Agreement. It basically stipulates whether or not you are even allowed to work on the local economy in the country that you are stationed in. Even in places where you are allowed to work, sometimes the language barrier is a huge problem when it comes to getting a job. And sometimes even the country's tax laws. I know Germany taxes their employees quite a hefty tax fee. So that can be really deterring sometimes. There are also laws that prohibit or restrict spouses from running their own business out of their government-owned home, which can be a huge kicker for our DIY, Etsy-minded spouses as well. Another roadblock that a lot of military spouses hit on the hunt for employment is the lack of reliable childcare. This is not just a military spouse problem. This is a problem across the board, but it just simply adds to the male spouse struggle to find employment. If you are stationed far from your family and your husband or wife, your service member has a busy schedule with long hours and weekends in the field and lots of training exercises, it can be really hard to rely on your loved ones and your family to watch your children when you want to go back to work. More so, many families are stationed in areas where childcare is simply too expensive to use, and it's not really worth the hassle, which is part of my situation here in Virginia. Childcare is astronomically expensive, and it is actually cheaper for me to stay home with my kids. You could also be stationed far from a military installation, and therefore you can't use the CDC and the on-post services, or you live on a base where there is, you know, an 18-month wait list to use the CDC, so it's not really an option for you. Again, these are not just military spouse problems, but they just kind of compounds how difficult it is to get a job as a military spouse. Side note, I do want to quickly add that a lot of these roadblocks are a big contributing factor to why male spouses are such a huge target for MLMs and pyramid schemes and direct sales companies. It's an entirely different conversation that we're going to save for another day. I myself can say I have worked for three of those companies, and I can speak from experience when I say, don't do it. But moving forward, because that is a whole meme in and of itself, I want to switch gears and talk about the volunteering side of things and why you volunteer, because it can be really difficult for military spouses to find work. Many choose to volunteer their time instead. Volunteer work often has more flexible hours than a job would and more flexible requirements and can often be done with your children in tow, or can be worked around your children's school, nap, snack time schedule, which is really nice. I myself have volunteered a lot over our 10 years as a military family, and I wanted to touch on some of the great things that you can gain when you choose to volunteer your time. Not that volunteering should ever be done with a what can I get out of it mindset, but I wanted to share that there is a lot of value that can be gained from volunteering, even without earning a paycheck. So first of all, volunteering can provide you with a sense of purpose, which is an issue that I see come up a lot on the spouses' pages on social media, on Facebook. So many spouses experience this loss of identity, this sort of loss of personal motivation that I can strongly identify with as well. You know, I went to college and grad school, and I earned these degrees towards this career that I really wanted. And now I find myself as a stay-at-home mom with zero professional experience, you know, wearing leggings and washing endless rounds of laundry and dishes, and which there's nothing wrong with. There is a lot to be said for staying at home with your children. And I love staying home with my children. Like I said, it was a choice that we made. But, you know, sometimes whether or not you choose that, it can be really hard to sort of hold on to your own identity when your entire being revolves around your little people. So this is where the volunteer work comes in, finding an organization to donate your time, to donate your skills towards, can be deeply fulfilling, and it can give you back your sense of purpose, your sense of identity. And along with giving you something that belongs to you and you alone, you're not doing it for your spouse's career. You're not doing it for your children. You're not doing it because the Army is telling you to do it, or the Navy, the military, but you're doing it for you. And that's really empowering. The second reason why you should volunteer is because volunteering directly contributes to the overall well-being of the community that you live in. While you may not be a permanent lifelong resident of that community, you can still have a really strong impact on the places that you call home, no matter how temporary. Places, organizations like the Humane Society, the USO, food pantries, women's shelters, spouse advocacy groups. These are all places that have locations across the globe and can all really benefit from your help and, you know, from the point of view of a military spouse, what you have to offer. Another reason to get involved with volunteering, one of my favorite reasons, is that it gets you involved with other people. It gets you out of your house, whether in person or sometimes it is virtually. My work with AWN is virtual. I have met lots of cool people through AWN, but it has sadly all been virtual. But it's still a great way to meet new people and form new connections with those either living around you or living in similar situations around the globe. In my case, volunteering with the SFRG, the Soldier Family Readiness Group program, was always a surefire way to meet new people. Even better, a lot of those people were usually from my husband's unit. You know, we had friendship and camaraderie during those long training periods and through deployments, and they would give me information that sometimes my spouse would forget to tell me on the side. So it was really beneficial across the board to be a part of that. And I know that there's a lot to be said about the SFRG, and it's not everyone's cup of tea, and that is fine. I'm not, you know, forcing you to go out and join your SFRG, but I will say that I have met some of the greatest friends through the SFRG program, and friends who have stayed with me, you know, years after we've gone our separate ways, just because of what we had all gone through together. So there's a lot of value in that. So volunteering can force you to leave your home, to get out into your community, and to meet other people, which is always a good thing, especially if you are like me and you are an introvert and making friends is difficult sometimes. Lastly, volunteering can help you learn new skills or improve on skills that you already have, which can actually be used on a resume to help you get a job in the future. Whenever it is time and you are ready, whether that's when your kids go back to school or when you move back from OCONUS, you will have things to put on a resume. A lot of military spouses don't know that those SFRG roles can actually be used on a resume as experience to fill in the gaps between jobs, or in my case, my entire resume. I was recently hired for the first time in 10 years, and my resume that I constructed was a functional resume. So it didn't have any actual jobs listed on it. Instead, it had skills and abilities and my volunteer experience through working with SFRGs and working with AWN, the skills that I was able to get from those jobs, communication, team mentality, organizational skills, computer literacy, social media management, all of those things. If any of my fellow SFRG leaders remember the binder that you had to keep track of, like that takes a lot of organizational skills and management, and you can put that on a resume and it can help you get a job down the road. They all add up, all those little things added up to a full resume that landed me a job. So while it is not my dream career, it is a job that I have found to be highly fulfilling and is yet another entry on my resume for way down the road when I'm ready to move on. I do want to take another quick moment to say thank you again to today's show sponsor, First Command Financial Services. With 4 out of 5 of our financial coaches coming from the ranks of military spouses or veterans, they are uniquely qualified to help you pursue financial security. Again, you can visit them at firstcommand.com to learn more and to find a financial coach near you. So that's about all that I have for today. I am about ready to wrap up our chat here. I just hope that wherever you find yourself in your male spouse journey, in your career, in your family life, that you are able to find joy in your daily life, whether it is through the hustle of working your tail off at your job, whether you are a dedicated volunteer at your military base, at your school, at your church, or whether you are crushing the stay-at-home mom life. I hope that you are able to find joy and purpose in the things that you do on a daily basis. The military can sometimes feel all-consuming, especially when they dictate a lot of our lives, when we move, where we move, you know, when we get to see our spouses. So it really is important to find something that brings you fulfillment and purpose throughout your journey. So that's all I have. Thank you for listening to this week's Male Spouse Empowerment Moment. Thank you for coming. We will be back next week with another installment. I'll see you then. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.